This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back here for the 8 o'clock hour. Just a couple of days away from full squad being back together, man. Seemed like just yesterday. The season was over. We were all these things. And the craziness of this offseason and everything we've seen. Full squad will be on the field on Wednesday. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel joins us this morning. Perk, how you doing?
Gentlemen, I'm excited. I can't wait, baby. It starts up in a couple of days here, so I want to see what this edition of this Mike McDaniel team looks like.
Well, I want to ask you, we were just talking about this. What do you expect for Tyreek Hill? You know it's going to be a priority to get he and Jaylen Waddle back involved in the big play in this offense. What kind of numbers do you expect?
You know what, Joe? I think Tyreek is going to have a big year. I really do. I think that, you know, look, we've seen him run the 10-100 meters, the 10-1-500 meters. He's going to be in great shape. He's going to be motivated. I'm thinking Tyreek is that he's good for at least 1,500 yards.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a 9-win Dolphin team at this point. That's what I'm looking at. And for that to happen, Tyreek has got to have a big year. I'm expecting big things from Tyreek.
All right, but Jaylen Waddle, sixth pick in the draft, at some point, and we're there, he's got to be play like that, right? I mean, was it his fault last year? Was it the offense's fault? What's going on there?
Dave, I think we know what Jaylen Waddle is right now. He's a good number two receiver. He's not the best number two receiver in the league, but he's a really good number two receiver. I would expect Jaylen to probably have, you know, 1,100, 1,200 yards. I'm not expecting like 1,500 yards from him. I don't know that Waddle is a game breaking type of a player. He's a really good number two, like Devontae Smith in Philly or maybe T. Higgins in Cincinnati, but he's not a game breaker in the sense that Tyreek is, and I don't think anybody expects that. But he's a good number two receiver, Dave. I don't think we're going to see anything out of Jaylen that makes you think, he could push Tyreek for number one, you know, if Tyreek isn't around next year, which, you know, he's going to cost him $58 million on the salary cap next year, but that's for next year.
You know what? I would take it right now, 1,500 and 1,200 with those two guys. I'd take those numbers right now, and I'd run to the bank. So as we get ready to go into this thing, first of all, how do you feel about cover corners, and do you expect one to be in camp in the next week or two, a veteran?
They've got to get somebody in camp. I don't feel good about the group that they have right there. They don't have even a good number two corner. You know, Jalen Ramsey was a number one. Xavier Howard was a number one. You know, go back to Brent Grimes. They've had good number ones. They don't have a good number two right now. I think Storm Duck is the guy that I would look at to make a big move out of all the guys on the roster. I'm thinking Cader Cole, who stays in the slot. But I like Storm's attitude. You know, I like the way he approaches the game. Last year as an undrafted rookie out of Louisville, he showed me some stuff, you know, a little bit of grit, a little bit of ability to learn, an ability to bounce back after making a mistake, that short memory that you like in a cornerback. But yeah, Joe, I think that's their number one issue right now is you don't even have a number two corner. And there's not a good corner out there. I mean, you know, Rasul Douglas, Asante Samuel Jr., Stephon Gilmore, those guys are aging. So I'm excited about the defensive front seven. They've got a cover for the back end, and we'll see what Minkah Fitzpatrick can do to cover those corners also. But, yeah, I'm worried about that cornerback position.
All right, for training camp and youth, who's someone in 2 weeks from now we're going to be talking about that is going to step up and say, wow, okay, maybe they got something here?
I think Storm Duff is that guy. I think maybe Malik Washington could be that guy as a slot receiver. Good rookie season last year, kind of cut short by injury. Look, I want to see, obviously, what Kenneth Grant, the first-round pick, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, can do. And Jonah Savainaya, I want to see what he can do, the second-round pick at guard. They've got him signed up, unlike most other second-round picks in the league. So those two guys, you know, we talk all the time, they've got to improve the trenches. They've got to get stronger. They can't be bullied. They can't be pushed around. They have to be able to set an aggressive tone. Those two guys, they're the guys who have got to come out and embody what this team is trying to be, a younger, cheaper, just more homegrown product. And those two guys have to embody that. They've got to be two of the guys that we're talking about in a couple of weeks, Dave. They've got to be.
You know, though, Perk, when it goes back to all this, because we're all going to be breaking down every part of this roster, front end, back end, all the different positions. But everything starts with Tua. And Dave thought I was crazy to say this. We need Tua to play 17 games. And Dave Hyde's already gone and going 15, going 15.
No, I would say you – look, 15 for any NFL starter, but especially for Tua, would be a good year.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Hyde. I don't – look, if Tua plays all 17 magically like he did in 2023, that's great. But let's be realistic. And look, Zach Wilson has got to come through, and they've got to show that they know how to coach up a backup quarterback. They know how to select a backup quarterback, because both of those things have been a problem in the Mike McDaniel era. But yeah, Tua plays 15. You know, then maybe you should win 9 or 10 games, and you know, we'll see if that gets you into the playoffs. We'll see what they have to do. But I'm not thinking that Tua has to play all 17. If you can get 14 or 15 out of Tua, Zach Wilson and the work they've done selecting Zach Wilson and coaching him up, boy, that better emerge also. We're talking about in a couple of weeks. We better be mentioning Zach Wilson, who should get most of the snaps because of the way training camps are set up now. The veterans get most of their work in the joint practices, and the younger guys or the backups play the regular practices and the preseason games. We better be mentioning Zach Wilson's name.
All right, Perk. I was off covering the world champion Panthers during the spring while you were going to the – what did Zach Wilson look like in – Did you get any read on him? Because one of the mysteries to me about him is Sean Payton didn't want him as a backup last year, and they didn't sign. They passed, and I don't know what that means in relation to Mike McDaniel. Obviously, liked him to bring him in. Did you get any read on what he could do at all in the spring?
Not really. I mean, he had some up and down days. I thought that he learned the offense in a fairly quick way. You know, you talked to those backups last year, from Snoop Huntley to Tim Boyle, and they would talk about how difficult it is to learn this offense, how difficult it is to get the ball out of their hand as quickly as the Dolphins coaches want them to. The footwork is different. So judging Zach Wilson from a couple of months is not fair, but I thought that he learned fairly quickly. I thought he bounced back from mistakes fairly quickly. We're going to see here in training camp when he gets the majority of the snaps. You know, again, it's not just Zach Wilson. It's are you running a Zach Wilson offense? Because too many times we've seen Mike McDaniel expecting Skylar Thompson or Teddy Bridgewater or Tim Boyle or Snoop Huntley to run the same offense that Tua did, to be as accurate, to make the decisions as quickly. You've got to kind of scale down the offense to your quarterback. So I want to see what has Mike McDaniel learned from the way he's handled backup quarterbacks. And that should be something else that we're talking about. But we're going to learn a lot more about Zach in training camp here.
All right. Hey, so speaking of Zach, what's your takes? What's going to happen with the contract with Zach Sealer?
Boy, you got to pay Zach Sealer. Now, I think, again, I might have said this on here before, but I think that, look, Zach turns 30 this year. I don't have a problem paying a 30-year-old Zach Sealer, you know, $16, $18 million. What do I want to pay a 31 and 32-year-old Zach Sealer? I, you know, to me, that's probably a bigger problem. How much of this contract do you want to guarantee? But they've got to reward him. At this point, he's the most important player on that defense. He is your best player on that front seven at this point. Now, we'll see what happens with Chubb and Phillips, if they can stay healthy, if Chop Robinson develops, if Kenneth Grant comes along. We know that Jordan Brooks, that inside linebacker, is good. But nobody has been as impactful as Zach Sealer. So you got to break that man off something, but I just don't know how much you want to pay a 31, 32-year-old Zach. I don't know what the back end of that contract is.
$16, $18 million perk. Wilkins went free agent for $28 million, and they have similar stats. I mean, the market rate is at least $20 million for
guys. I don't think they want to go any higher with that. I was thinking I 15 either. Or 16. I was thinking the same thing.
Well, then if you're Zach, you say, okay, You want people to test free agency? Then I'll run through it. He's making 13, I think, this year, right?
No, I think it's 8 or 9.
Is it? Yeah, he's 10. I think he's 10. But he, look, you know, you could, if you want to be skeptical and cynical, you could say, okay, you've had 10 sacks each of the last 2 years, but you've had Christian Wilkins and Calais Campbell. And look, Wilkins got overpaid. I wouldn't have paid Christian Wilkins what he got paid, so I'm not going to use that as a Zach Sealer and any kind of a measuring stick. The Dolphins overpaid on some of those extensions.
But all those guys are making in the 20s. All those defensive tackles are making in the 20s.
Yes, the best ones are, but how many of them get paid in the 20s as a 30-year-old? You know, that's when Zach is expecting to start his high
that's
money.
That's the argument.
So I understand. And look, as Tua told us, the market is what the market is, right? This is a challenge for the Dolphins because, again, I don't know how much you want to pay on the back end of that contract. It's, you know, you're trying to be smarter fiscally, and this is going to be a great example. You let Janu walk. That's going to be a painful loss. You've lost Teron. You've lost Calais. You want Zach Sealer to be happy, and you want other guys. Devon Achane is coming up. Jalen Phillips is playing on his fifth-year option, but really Achane is the one who's really going to be paying attention to this. You want these guys to see that, you know, as opposed to what the chatter is, the narrative, we do pay our own guys. This is going to be a test of it.
Perk, I don't know how to get into this last one. This is not easy for me. And never
just
never
ask
is.
Joe.
Never.
Just ask. We've talked
never
about
is.
This, Perk.
Right, we know what's coming.
Last time we talked, she had left a few things at the house and had to come over and get them. And that's how we left it. And I go on vacation for 2 weeks, and one night I woke up and I was like, I wonder what the hell happened. And my wife goes, what are you talking about? Go back to sleep. And I go, no, I'm thinking about Perk. So, Perk, what's the latest there, Perk?
The latest is really it's taking a turn. She's getting married and not to me.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, now that is a turn.
Really? So she came over and hit you with that one. Was that like, how'd you take it? Was like, damn, I thought maybe we could at least date a little while longer. What were you thinking? Or it's good.
Sorry to hear
I'm happy
this, Perk.
For you. What'd you think,
no,
Perk?
Well, you know what? Reality is what reality is, if I can borrow a line from Tua. No, I found out one of my sisters called me and said, hey, I was looking on Facebook, and I know you're never on social media, so I just wanted to tell you this. And I was like, what? I was over at her place about a week and a half ago or something like that.
Yeah.
But she never mentioned it. So, yeah, But, so one of my sisters told me so.
Well, Park, yeah. Can I follow it up a little bit? Then that last time you were with her, did you try to make a run at it one last time, or did you just leave
it
alone?
He did. No question.
He did. There's no question.
No question.
He can lie to us, but there's no question. Go ahead, Park. We'll see if you're a liar or not. Go ahead.
No, I left it alone because I was told by another group of women, do not lead her on, blah, blah, blah. Don't play with her emotions. You know, don't do that. So I didn't, and that was last call.
She had that trump card. She was waiting. She had that trump card. Sorry, I'm getting married, but she never had to play it.
Perk. Yes.
As long as you're okay, Perk, that's all we care about. If she's moving on and you're good with it and kind of focused, but this means you gotta get rolling again. That means you gotta get back and go old school again and start going to some happy hours, ladies' nights for. And I've got a bunch of clubs if you want to get in that older group of women over like 55 or 60. Lobster House. Yeah, you know some of those places, right? Down to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I was just vacationing with a friend of mine in Hilton Head. So I was in training camp also. I'm getting ready, baby. I'm getting this season. Everybody's got a lot on the
keep the focus on the adjectives and the verbs and everything, Perk. That's what we need to do right now.
That's it, man.
Well, listen, Perk.
Hey, Bill Belichick's girlfriend is my inspiration. I need to find the female version of Bill Belichick.
Oh, that is creepy, Perk. We're going to let you walk that back right
Perk,
now.
Perk, you're not
that
going Omar. Are you going like 20, 25 years younger this next time around like Omar? What are you thinking?
Heck no. Heck, you know me, man. I'm older. I walk into the club and I ask where mom at. I don't need you.
You know what, Perk? I'm from that school, too. Did you marry this? Did you marry second time younger? I go, no, man. I want, same maturity level. That's what I want.
That's it. That's it, man. Training camp in a couple of days on a few levels for me.
Perk, that's good stuff, man. And, you always open up and tell it like it is and personal life. You're not doing therapy, are you, like Omar, though, right? No? No therapy?
This is my therapy, Joe. I'm gonna give Dan Day my insurance info after we get off the phone. You're my therapy.
There you go.
This is it, yeah.
Perk, I'll see you in a couple of days out there, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Talk to you.
All right. Chris Perkins. Well,
little zinger there. Of all the – I would never expected that his ex was getting married,
Boy.
Remarried. Well, he wasn't married to her, so they weren't married. They were dating.
Wow. I just...
These writers, I tell you, you never know what's up with them.
Everybody's opening up, man. Everybody's opening up. That's a new thing in this world now. Go to counseling and open up. Told my wife the other day, no more counseling.
I need to get to counseling. I need some counseling.
No, you don't. You need good friends to talk to. It's a lot cheaper.
A 4-hour radio talk show would do it every day. Whatever you have spills out because that microphone just needs to be filled up, right, Joe?
I don't get into all the counseling. I'll bet you I spent on counseling. Yeah, I don't even want to go through it. It's been a lot of money through the years. Hell, I ain't marry him. Sometimes I've gone through counseling with him. Sometimes they want to go through counseling, and I just... And then I got to pay. I did have a great story, but I can't share it because people wouldn't go over one place. Just a classic counseling story.
If I could see Joe's face, he's tempted, but he's not going to do it.
No, I can't do it. No,
pull back from the ledge.
No. The kid, everybody's getting older. And Liz down here in South Florida want to keep everybody happy out there, make it a good sports year, get off to a good start. Hey, man, I want to tell you about something else to get you off to a good start. It's hurricane season. Man, protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. That's the name. If you have been, I've been waiting. I'm thinking about one more year. No, stop it. If you got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of 5-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com, or you can call 954-500-LOCK. They got a professional team ready to take your call answer all your questions. They cover all of South Florida with quality work. Again, that's Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. That, I'll tell you what, that Chris Perkins, man, he
brought it with us, you know, between the Dolphins, but then his personal life, that was a surprise.
So they dated for 5 years. I thought, you know, she really wanted to work. He was obviously running out of time, and she never told him. He had to find out through his sister.
That's a weird one, isn't it? That he went and saw her, and she didn't say, "I'm getting married."
Perk, through everybody out there will be at camp. A little curveball in a couple days.
Yeah, like, we have something to talk about, Perk.
I didn't know where that one.
I think there needs to be a reality show. The you know, desperate sports writers or something. That,
yeah, it's probably, you know, not.
What reality show of sports writers? What do you think, Joe? That ain't going to work.
No, I've had some dysfunction, and I know I've been asked by more than one person, can you leave it alone? Let it go. I think it's great radio, but I don't want to get.
Yeah. You don't want to spill private life on the airwaves.
No, because you never know. And
you're reopening old wounds.
One of the kids gets older and says something, and you just got to just
Just let it go.
Let it go.
Well, that's what Perk. Perk has no kids. He has no, he's never been married. And
he's good. He never married her. Like, yeah, it's fine.
He knows when to. He knows when to say when.
Perk's just didn't want to settle down. I'm guessing he didn't want any kids. Kids aren't for everyone. You know, they can be a pain in the ass, as everybody knows. Kids can, as they get older.
You never stop being a parent, do you, Joe?
I don't know. By the way, the parent thing, don't worry about me ever getting that, what is that, Father of the Year, they give award, like, right? I was like, I won't have to worry about that Father of the Year thing. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff going on here, and we have talked a little bit about the Miami Dolphins, and I'll just say this. We've covered over the last 4 or 5 months about every part of this team possible, Dave. You've written articles on everything from the front office to the coaching staff to the players to the former players. We have done it all. Old to new, new to old, all the moves they've made, including the trade that was just made with the Steelers. And there's been a lot of negative stuff said about this team that I hope they use when Mike goes in that meeting on Tuesday night, tomorrow night, when they have them all together for that first meeting and pass physicals and all that stuff, says, listen, man, nobody thinks that much of this team except the guys in here, coaches and players, because nobody else's fault. This is not – this. However Dolphin fans feel about their team has nothing to do with the media, nothing. You have done – look in the mirror. You have done it to yourself. And so if it's really as good as you've told Stephen Ross, and they have told Stephen Ross they think they have a good team, then it's just time to show it.
Well, one thing I do think they did well is they did look in the mirror, and they said, we have to make changes. Look, Jalen Ramsey's a good cornerback. No matter whatever else you say about him, he's not elite cornerback, but he's a good cornerback in the NFL, and you can win with him being your number one cornerback. And they said, we can't have him around anymore. And at a cost of not just him, but of Jonnu Smith. So they lost two good players in that trade, and you know, they got Minkah Fitzpatrick back, and I'm not, and we'll see where he's at. But
how bad a guy was Jalen Ramsey? I mean, it's obvious in their eyes, not in mine. I mean, I've seen what he's like. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not exactly going to hang out with the guy either. But for them to just go, we get it, we get everything, but it's not worth it for everything else around this team. Not the 3-hour game. 3-hour and 20-minute game, but at camp and around the team and in meetings and practice. And somebody said, just not what we're trying to build. We can't build with this guy on the team.
And what a disaster.
That makes you one of the greatest turds of all time.
What a disastrous 2 years. And for, even just $52 million, I believe it is, a third-round pick. You redid his contract. He was one of the – him and Vic Fangio feuded. You know, Sam Madison, he was fired in part because of all that mess in the defense and not mess on the field. They were ranked 10th in the league, but mess just in the locker room and dealing with everybody. And then this past year he feuded with Mike, obviously, because Mike wanted him out of there. And
when you get that bad with
Mike, it's a disaster.
And Mike has seen it all since he's been here.
Well, Mike has gone out of his way to show that he wants to be a player's coach, right? And here's one of your top players not wanting to be buying into your program.
Yeah, no, yeah, right there. That's it. So on top of all that stuff, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Come back and talk a little bit about more about the Miami Dolphins as well, but. ACC meetings kick off tomorrow, and the Miami Hurricanes will be up there. So we'll have Mario Cristobal and some of their top players will join us here on the show in the morning. So I wanted to let you know about all of that as the ACC kicks off. And once again, Miami going to be one of the favorites. Got to get past Clemson. Got to get past Louisville. Got to get past SMU. Anybody else you want to put on that, and they're in a lot of tight ball games with that really good offense a year ago. So we'll talk to Mario Cristobal about that. How big
they have a really interesting start of the year, Florida and Notre Dame, right? And to me,
two of your four games,
right? There you go. And then we'll see right away. Not so much for the ACC, but for, you know, national and all that, what to expect of them right from the start. And it's not easy when you're bringing in a new quarterback, but, you know, you're paying the quarterback a lot, and he's a veteran quarterback. So
you get off to a good start. I just think it takes you right into ACC
play. Oh, if they beat Florida and Notre Dame, all of a sudden they're right up as
your confidence. With that group of guys you have on both sides, I know he thinks he's a lot better. They think they have a better offensive line. He thinks they're going to have a better running game, and he thinks their defense is going to be better.
I was going to say, there's the question last year, was the defense, the secondary was awful.
No, the whole defense. Couldn't get stops. Nothing was safe. 10-point lead against Syracuse, not safe. Nothing safe. And Georgia Tech and Syracuse, we're going to forget about that, but
all I know is it seems like every day this offseason I read they're signing a 4- or 5-star guy, right? So I expect the talent level to, which was good last year, to be even better. Now, they do lose Cam Ward. But I don't think anybody's expecting Tyler, you know, Beck to come in here and all of a sudden be Cam Ward Jr.
You realize, you know what's crazy, Dave? Cam Ward, for them to get to where they were, he had to throw and win games at the very end or lose games on the last drive at the very end on almost every game they played. Every game in ACC, the big comeback against Cal, coming up just short on last drives.
And he won most of them. I mean, until it was Syracuse.
He did win a lot of them, no question about it. All right, we got to go to break here. We're sneaking up on 9 o'clock hour, but we do have a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. What a story yesterday, too, by the way. I love, as much as anything, watching a major tennis golf tournament, the British Open, and watching how guys play either with a lead or in the hunt on a Sunday and see who plays well. And Scottie Scheffler did it again yesterday. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back as well. Baptist Health South Florida, I love talking about them and what they're doing. Boy, I'll tell you what, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Baptist Health South Florida has put together an all-star lineup of doctors with unbelievable facilities for you in Dade and Broward County. We got you covered, man. So people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? I go, that's easy. Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. Boy, they take care of everybody. They really do. And it's about not only getting you healthy, and the reason I bring it up, because they're not only taking care of high school, college, and professional athletes, but they're going to take care of all of us, team and individual sports, three great facilities. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility, and also 595 and Pine Island Implantation. One goal every day, man. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most. Mentioning how good he is. Well, what kind of pain in the ass are you the team didn't want you around?
When you're saying we'd rather go into the season basically or training camp with no cornerbacks rather than a very good cornerback, but not, I don't think he's elite anymore. I don't think anybody, you go down the list of the, I can name three AFC cornerbacks.
I'm dying to see how Pittsburgh's going to use them. They've even talked about moving him to safety.
Yeah.
I think at some point in his career, because he's a real physical player, I think he'd be a really good safety.
And they have a role for that in Pittsburgh. I was reading in the Pittsburgh papers up there. They were talking about the role for him. And there's a role, basically a safety, a roving safety, which would – he's a great tackler. And he's great, as we saw, blitzing and surprising teams.
Well, he likes to blitz. Yeah. That was a big thing he did want to do. Was blitz. Now, I think Mike Tomlin is really good for all these guys adding this team. People go, well, how's it going to work? And, you know, the guys in Pittsburgh, how do you think it'll work? I think he respects Mike Tomlin. He'll be fine.
I've never understood the conversation around Mike Tomlin about he makes the playoffs but doesn't win anymore and all this. It's not his fault they don't have a quarterback. That's not his job. It's the GM's job. So that's the real problem in Pittsburgh. of it's not his coach. He's coaching.
They're a little playoff winning drought too.
Yeah,
up there.
Yeah, obviously, but is it the head coach's fault that they haven't had a quarterback? That's what ultimately the question is. Just like here, is it the head coach's fault? You know,
you don't think he gets a chance at this point being this good a coach? I've always thought the longer you coach, the more success, the more input you have into the draft. Do you agree with that?
Yes, but ultimately the guy's staying up at night and waking up at 3 in the morning thinking about the quarterback situation. Because to me, in the NFL, 60% of a GM's job is getting the quarterback right. You know, that's the one guy you got to get right. And you can find pieces.
That's
elsewhere.
Why a lot of people think the two best GMs in football are three best if you want to go Philly, Kansas City, and Baltimore. And they all have that in common because I think Jalen Hurts is really good too.
And they all made bold moves. So did Buffalo. Buffalo made bold moves. The teams that have won with the quarterbacks, when you look at the top quarterbacks, all of them made bold moves for quarterbacks. You know, Lamar. Baltimore trades back into the first round when everybody passed on him. Patrick Mahomes, they had the 28th or 29th pick, Kansas City. They trade up to 10th because Brett Veach, the GM, had been watching Patrick Mahomes for 2 years.
So the other one that's really interesting, Baltimore went from Joe Flacco offense, drop back and throw it down the field, to Lamar Jackson and had an offense ready to go where when he took over, they've been winning a lot since he took over. Whenever that year was that he basically started the second half of the year, he's gotten better as a drop-back passer. We should not overlook that. But second of all, you throw in the fact that he can run, basically, if he can run for 1,000 yards every year if he wants to. If he wanted to, he could run a few more 100 yards.
The number one reason teams said they didn't want to take him, including this one, was you had to build your whole offense around him because he has such a different skill set.
I agree. And not everybody wanted to do that. I agree. You got to go get a guy that can do it, and he's had a few different offensive coordinators through the years. But
it sure looks like a pretty good offense when he's running it, when it's built around him right now. I mean, and not to get into the debate of, but the Dolphins had to build their offense around Tua. The offense had to change because of Tua's skill set. Great at quick reads,
right.
Accuracy,
right.
But you got to get rid of the ball quickly because you don't want him to get hit.
I think right now one of the more difficult things in football is Lamar going to hand the ball off or keep it. And if he hands it off, he's handing off to the second best running back in football.
Right. That changed when Derrick Henry came to the team last year. That was like, whoa.
And you know what amazes me the most about him? He seems like he outruns everybody.
Derrick
or
Henry.
Guys don't really want to tackle him.
And he's at an age where last season...
He still outruns guys. It's incredible.
He's at an age where running backs usually are certainly going downhill in their careers, and he's not, which was... Now, can he keep it up? That'll be interesting. But, yeah, Baltimore, you solve those positions. I don't know how we got off on this, but the idea was that... You know, GMs and teams have to make the right decisions at bold decisions at quarterback.
Well, you took a little shot at Chris Greer article today.
Yeah,
you're talking about different coaches and.
Well, the idea to me was here we, in the media, we sit here talking about leadership all the time. It just tires me about the Dolphins. Who's the leader? Is this guy a leader? Boy, they're going to have a leadership problem. Really, if you look at the Dolphins, the leadership issues start with the owner. Does he recognize what a leader is, leading a team? And you look at his hires, Joe Philbin and Gase, and you know now Brian Flores is a leader. He just didn't have the proper management people skills at that point in his career. Maybe Will coming up to work with people. And so, you know, Chris Greer, is he a leader? He's not a leader. He's a follower. He follows every coach. He has just bent to their demands. And to the point, I don't know what Chris Greer thinks is winning football. You know, I know what he thinks his GM's role is just to give the coach whatever he wants.
He has been told by the owner, and Chris said this. So, you know, oh, yeah, I've been told that I do too much what my coaches want instead of what I want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
That, I think that's been, Steve Ross says, you're the GM. Sure. At the end of the day. You do this all year. You need to... You got final say, and if you feel strongly about a guy, your job is to sell the head coach. And his thing has always been, I'm not going to draft a guy that my head coach doesn't like, and where he throws it in my face all year if the guy doesn't work out.
Well, I get that. I get that from a GM, but you can, you should be able to convince a coach, here's the guy, and or here's the style of football we need to play, or hiring the coach. Here's the coach we need to get. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get it so you're not in a position of, no, I can't draft this guy because the coach doesn't like him. So, you know, leader. Look, Chris stood up one time that I'm sure there's been more, but one time loudly that I know.
Minka. Yeah.
And that was the right, you know, there's no, sure, you could argue they should have taken Lamar Jackson, as the owner suggested in the draft room. But
Minka, why don't we hear that more, though? Why don't we hear that when he made that?
Right.
Why don't we hear some more barking about some other guys?
But Minka was a great pick, okay? I mean, for, what's it, 10 years now in the league, roughly?
He
8 years.
Year one with
he,
us.
He was really great good. From the start, great from training camp. And they shouldn't have traded him. They shouldn't have not have traded him just because he wanted to be traded. Dan Marino once wanted to ask the Dolphins about being traded. That happens. You should be able to gloss that over and move on.
I think they had everybody talking to him, Dave. He literally said, "I'm gone." Even his mom said, "Hey, my son's gone."
I remember.
Everybody in the family, like, he's gone.
It's a little like the Panthers with Roberto Luongo. He was great here. They traded him in his prime, and they got him back at the end of his career when he was still very, very good. But you lost the prime. Now they get Minka back, and they lost these, what's he, five-time All-Pro player?
Well, he had a couple years.
He was remarkable.
His first couple years were just ridiculous. You're right. Hey, 9 o'clock hour is coming up as we continue on. Got a lot of stuff. Want to let you know, by the way, tomorrow morning we're going to be going up to North Carolina. The ACC kickoff is up there, including Miami Hurricane players and Mario Cristobal will be up there. So we'll be talking to some of the players as we get set right around the corner, man. End of next month, Notre Dame. How about that?
That's a great start.
A little
start,
more than a month.
It?
A little more than a month, man. They're going to be. That's a great start. That big, strong Notre Dame offensive line. Can't wait.
Coming down into. They play here, right? Yeah. Here in the heat.
Florida. And Florida comes a few weeks later. They're down here.
I remember Notre Dame was coming down here for a game, and way back when Jimmy was the coach, and I talking to Butch Davis, who was the offensive line coach, he goes, "I love how you guys are writing how big Notre Dame's offensive line is. Wait till they get down here. Our guys are going to be running right around them in this heat, our quick guys," and that's exactly what. So we'll see what happens this time.
Can't wait to see. If you're a top 10, 15, 20 team, man, got to get off to a good start against these teams. Hey, want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Boy, they're number one. Number one every day. If you have low T or ED, your sex drive is gone, your energy level is shot, you're tired all the time, you're even moody, you've been called a grumpy old man more than once, and you realize something's not right. Well, you got low T, and usually with it, you have ED, where the sex drive is just nothing's working, man. If you're going through it and they're just going, "It's father time, it's normal, just live with it," you don't have to. Atlantic Men's Clinic can make a big difference. 13 months ago, almost 14 months ago, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic like everybody else. I really didn't want to go. I didn't want to have to tell my story. I was embarrassed, humiliated about everything. I did. I had the T, the PSA test, met with their professionals, went over everything, and found out it was normal, that it's going to happen to every man out there. Sometimes in their 40s, sometimes in their 50s, 60s. Yes, it's going to happen where you get hit with low T and ED, and when you do, question is, what are you going to do about it? I hope you go to Atlantic Men's Clinic if you still want to enjoy and get the most out of your life and your summer vacation right around the corner, being able to chase that little wife of yours around and be able to stay active with the kids. You can still do it, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic can do it for you. Get the T, the PSA test done. Meet with their professionals. We've got 7 locations, including the brand new location in Hollywood. It is a home run. This is a slam dunk. Great results, home run for you. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment, man. I promise you this, you're in for some great results with people that do it the right way, the winning way, where you're going to get the best results at AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.